homies. R.I.P.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us bad outweigh the bad.
Y'all niggas smile for my ghetto heroes, nigga. So many homies gone, tryna ball till they fall. Now I'm left with nothing but old cars and a bunch of pictures on the wall. R.I.P. tattoos, nigga, just to show you that we real. But I still can't believe that you're dead, fool, and how you got killed. And on your birthday, me and my boys visited your grave. And I remember when you first got high and the first time you got laid. And I'm going through a...
What's good, what's good, what's good? Of course, we already know the name of the show. You know who it is. It's your boy, Airtime, Bruce Thomas III. Life through the eyes of Bruce Thomas III. I had to stop back through on my podcast. I did the joint for YouTube yesterday. There's a lot of y'all know. Over the weekend, I lost my cousin, Courtney. Actually, could have lost my cousin Courtney and my cousin Andre. They was able to bring Dre back, and that's always a blessing because we ain't wishing death on nobody. If we could have it our way, it wouldn't have never happened at all. And we could definitely have it our way, we would have got both of them back. But as you know, and as your parents and your grandparents always tell you, God always gets the last say so. He has a bigger picture for your life, even when you don't know what's going on. I want to shout out my cousin Dre before I go into my podcast. Keep resting. Get well. Get yourself together. I'm sure I'll see you soon. So that was the, you know, that was the good thing about it. I mean, you never want to lose nobody. But you definitely don't want to lose both of them. Dre came back. That's a blessing within itself. But on the flip side, I lost my cousin Courtney. Courtney Starks, he went to TSU. He was in the band. I'm sure a lot of people know him, a lot of different stuff. He had two beautiful daughters that meant the world to him. Like, and I ain't just saying that because it's my cousin or nothing like that. But what we do know, these two young ladies, for the rest of their life, they gotta wake up every day without their dad. Somebody who loved them more than he loved himself, more than he loved life itself. He would have gladly laid down his life at any time for either one of them. Crazy thing is, I went to MTSU. He went to TSU about 30, 40 minutes away. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, but the craziest thing was I was down there to go see one of my homeboys, and I ended up running into him. I kept hearing somebody hollering, cuz, and there's a million people out there, so I ain't think about it. Then I heard somebody say, Brucey. If you know me, only people that call me Brucey is my family, both sides, Starks and Thomas, or has it got to be somebody that's been knowing me forever? So I hear him holler like Bruce. So I turn around because I'm like, ah, whoever this is, they got to know me. I turn around, it's my cousin.
Courtney.
Light skin. Smiling like he always do. 100 jokes. But no matter how long it had been since we seen each other, every time we got a chance to link up, it was like we had been hanging out every day. Because we talked, we exchanged numbers, we talked on the phone, we talked a few times. We just like catching up. Because you know, like sometimes when you, this life, man, like life move quick. And sometimes if you don't slow down and enjoy it, like you would miss it. Or you would miss something about it. And we used to love to play together all the time when we was kids. Actually, his dad and my mom, brother and sister. But when I moved with my dad, we kind of, I wouldn't say lost touch. We didn't talk as much. I would see him at different functions here and there, like things like that. But I say it all that to say, like, time was moving fast. And we weren't talking as much. There wasn't no beef. Well, no, we just kind of, I won't say, we just kind of grew apart. Like, he started going his way, I started going my way. But anytime we passed each other, whether it was in the street, family function, anywhere, college, we're going to acknowledge each other. That's my guy. Now, this guy, little Brucey. Courtney, crazy thing is, Courtney about 6'1", 6'2", younger than I am. But, and he would always be like, Lil Bruce. And I was like, Courtney, I'm older than you. I always got to be Lil Bruce. But he was a good guy. He was a good dude. Like, dude, he would literally, I ain't front, he would literally give you the shirt off his back. This is the kind of person he was. And so over the weekend, man, like, before I get to that, when I first moved back to Memphis about 2 years ago, I was at my cousin Tiffany's house, which is crazy because my cousin Tiffany ended up staying right across the street from my cousin Andre. And Courtney was always at Andre's house. And Tiffany even knew who Courtney was because she would always call me like, oh yeah, I seen Dre and Courtney today. Courtney came by my house, put my TVs on the wall. Courtney came by my house, he did this, he did that. But like, he's a good dude. Like, he just, man. The world really lost, like, a great person. Like, he was a good dude. Good dude. And I remember when I first got back down here, like, I still had his number and everything. And I remember hitting him. I probably hadn't even been back a month. I was like, bro, we got to get together. Like, we got to get everybody together. Like, we got to get, you know, the fam together. We got to go out. Let's go eat breakfast, lunch, whatever y'all want to do. I just want to see y'all. It's been a minute. I want to see y'all. So he showed up. We all went to, was it Broken Egg? I think the first time it was me, my cousin Kat, Tony, Shauna, Alva, Kev. It was about 10 of us. And we caught up. We had a good time. We cracked a lot of jokes. We laughed a lot. Because that's what we always do. Both sides of my family, like, we got a million jokes, so we BS and we laughed a lot. But I remember seeing him, I was happy to see him. I got to talk to him that day. And I seen him, like I said at the time, my cousin Tiffany house when we talked and we was catching up. He was telling me about how he had been in the hospital before and he ended up getting divorced and she took the kids, moved to North Carolina. And when he said that, like, when he was telling me that, even though we laughed and we joked, like, you could still see the pain in his eyes about his daughters not being with him. And I knew, like, it hurt him. Because sometime in his life, like, I know, especially my family, both sides, like, we'll crack jokes and tell jokes to try to hide the pain. But when he said it, we laugh, we joke, high five, ha ha, but I could see the pain in his eyes about his daughters not being around. I don't think it had nothing else to do with anything else. He missed his girls, he loved those girls. But we talked for an hour, we caught up, talked about family, what he had been doing, what I had been doing, how life been treating me, how life been treating him. And the thing I love about Courtney, but I did the same thing with him no matter what he was into, what he was going on, what I had going on, we never judged each other. It wasn't our job to do that. We ain't God. It wasn't my job to do that. Now, the next thing I'm going to say, as a family and as people, we got to start letting people live their life how they want to live their life. Like, we get caught up sometime into wanting people to be what we want them to be. That ain't it. That ain't it at all. It ain't. Quit trying to make people fit into the box of what you want them to be. Love people for who they are. Everybody, ain't nobody perfect. We all got flaws. So who are you to jump out and try to tell this person or tell that person that they ain't living right? You don't have to tell them, because when people ain't living right or people doing wrong, we already know. We don't need a reminder. Matter of fact, try to find out what's going on with the person, why they living like that, if they ain't been living like that, instead of judging people. Y'all don't know, like, we don't know what people go through every day. Yeah, we see people, they smiling. It seems like life's good. Look a person in their eyes. Study their body language. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Trust me. And I know he was dealing with his own demons, but that didn't make him a bad person. Everybody got their own demons. I can't think of a person right now that don't. So stop trying to judge people all the time. Who are we to judge somebody else and tell them how they should live, what they should do? Because as family, and I do mean as family, you can't turn your back on these people. I grew up in a situation where family is important. And too many times out here, like, when people ain't fitting inside your little box or doing what you think they supposed to be doing, even family, sometimes they'll turn their back on you. Why though? Because he's still your son. He's still your cousin. He's still your brother. He's still your uncle. He's still whatever he is to you. He's still that person. Still that person. And you don't get to tell people how they should live. At all. So stop. I said all that to say, man, got off topic. Rest in peace to my cousin Courtney, man. You one of the best people I ever met in life. And I ain't saying it to be BSing or none of that. You're going to be truly missed, bro. Trust me. Last time I seen you, we was out. We did the brunch. We was all down to meet you, Cat, Mario, Cab, Tony, Niecy, Red, Riri. We was all out there. We had a good time. And I remember you left before the rest of us did. And I never thought in a million years that would be the last time I got a chance to see you. We talked. I talked to you about a week and a half ago, and we talked about how we hadn't really seen each other as much as we should since we've been here, since I've been back. And he's like, cool, whatever. We got to get together. And it didn't happen. It's sad, but it goes to say, like, man, look, if you got family members out there you need to talk to, or you ain't seen, or you ain't this, man, go patch that joint up. Go work that joint out, because you don't never know when it's going to be over. We don't know. As Kanye once said, this way, you ain't got the answers. We ain't got the answers to how this going to turn out. We don't. So we got to live every day like it might be your last, because one day it will. If you got a problem with somebody in your family right now, call them people. Call them people. We all have to do it. I got a cousin punking on my dad's side I hadn't talked to in 2 years. I don't even know what we was mad about. I don't even know. But you know what? She lost her pops. Rest in peace, Uncle Lonnie. I called about 2 weeks ago. Matter of fact, I texted her, my Aunt Tham, my cousin Leah, and my cousin Tiffany. And I just put in the text, like, man, no matter what we go through, we still family. I still love y'all. I miss y'all. They got the message to my cousin Punk, and she hit me. I called her. We talked for like an hour. We needed that. Because life's short, man. Life's short. We don't never know how it's going to turn out. So I can't stress enough. You got a problem with somebody. It ain't even got to be family. It could be a close friend. It could be anybody. If you got a problem with them people, you don't want to talk to them folks, call them. Squash the situation. Because I bet you, your situation ain't really that important once y'all get to the bottom of it. I can't stress enough. I love y'all. both sides of my family, Thomas and the Starks. I hope we can do better about getting together, just doing different things. Courtney, rest in peace, man. It ain't gonna be the same. It ain't gonna be the same. And you know, I keep a joke. I'm always joke because that's how I deal with life. And all I can say, I guess God needed another drama in heaven, or another smile, or another person with a big heart. So when you get up there and you see Unbert, tell her hey. You see Undot, tell her I say hi. Been a long time, but I'ma miss you, bro. And that's all I gotta say, cause I gotta cut it off. Cause if I don't, rest in peace, my guy. I love you, and I'ma miss you.
To say goodbye to my homie.
Rest in peace, cuz. We're gonna miss you. I love you.
It's so hard to say goodbye to my homie.